When we are the messengers, we must also remember that anything we do to contradict the message hinders even the truest things we try to share. I think that's what's at the heart of the readings today. And if all of us acted as what we teach, we probably wouldn't have a problem with people joining our faith. Jesus respects the authority of the religious leaders of his time because they have an authority from Moses. And we know in the Jewish leadership, Moses was looked upon as the ideal model leader and teacher. Why? Because he walked the walk. He wasn't perfect, but he did provide a model for the people in how to live out the commandments. The religious leaders of Jesus' day were more concerned with power and prestige. They wanted to climb the ladder, be noticed, and cling to titles. Their identity was conditioned to that, and so they put themselves on a pedestal so high above others. You might say that they were unrelatable to the common experiences of the people that they were supposed to teach and lead. And we hear Jesus using strong language to discourage those climbing the ladder and identifying everything about themselves with titles. A healthy approach requires one in authority to serve. And we all know that a trap has been laid for us when we cling to titles. Whether you are a priest or any other person in ministry, maybe someone in the corporate world, or even a parent, we want to be recognized and appreciated for who we are and what we do. And we know there's nothing wrong with being acknowledged for what you do, but each one of us has to ask ourselves, what motivates me to do what I do? And we know in Christianity, our primary motivation is to do things with love, with no thought of reward. What does that look like? Let's look at three different examples, two positive and one not so positive. First of all, Monsignor Girard. For those of you that remember Monsignor Girard, he was a priest that helped out here at our parish several years ago. And he commented during his time here that all he wanted to be was a humble priest serving the Lord. And he did. He manifested a joy that was so magnetic. He didn't aspire to be anything other than helping others, and did it with Christ in mind. Even though he supposedly had a degree in canon law, he didn't want to be recognized as a lawyer or someone who would quote the law. He just served people with love. Simple. And people saw that and were drawn to him. Now, a not so positive example. I am a parent. And we all know as parents, we like to tell our kids what is right and what is wrong. However, sometimes I find myself being very hypocritical at times when I tell my kids to be more kind and say nice things about people, and then they come right back to me and say, "Dad, what about that time you said something about Mom and said so-and-so?" Then we see you get mad and you don't say the very nicest things in the world. Oh boy, dose of humility. It reminds me that I better be sure I'm practicing what I preach. But I know I am in need of healing just like anybody else. And in ministry, I can catch myself judging others' situations when I try to provide help and assistance. I force heavy burdens on them because I feel like they need to learn a lesson. But wait a minute. Am I doing this with Christ in mind, or am I demonstrating to them that they are poor and therefore are cursed by God? And I am a deacon of a church in a respectable position. I want to make sure they know that. My position is a privileged position that allows me to help others and to serve these people as Christ would serve them. But sometimes I don't necessarily follow that very well. I have to remind myself, how does that paint a portrait of the truth of Christianity? And finally, the folks that yesterday participated in Go Make a Difference. What did we see from them? We saw the mark of what Jesus wants us to see. Service without the demand of recognition. From all walks of life, these people gathered together and went out to our community and helped people in need with very simple and ordinary tasks. And they demonstrated the great possibilities of what God can work through us. When we become vessels of God's love for others without puffing out our chest, that is the witness that will draw other people. Going back to the readings, in the first reading, we saw Malachi, who was a prophet who spoke several centuries before Jesus, as he chastises the priests of his day. We know that Malachi saw and recognized that many of the priests were not living according to the commandments and therefore leading others astray. We hear him say that ultimately that authority they have comes from God the Father. And instead, they pretend to stand in God's place and not let others partake of the blessings of God. Once again, we hear the image of a scripture, of a prophet especially, using a family image of a loving parent trying to instruct his children. And we hear Paul in the second reading using similar imagery, indicating that his ministry was like a nursing mother caring for their children. This intimate image is meant to invoke the closeness of God with his people. And a true loving parent constantly gives of themselves without thinking about reward and works to make sure their children are instilled in many ways, and sometimes you can see those values lived out as the children get older and make their own choices. But we know also this is the life of a disciple, because we toil and we labor to pass on the message of the good news, and at times we can see evidence of change. But for the most part, we know it takes time. It takes a process. It takes a conversion to really notice how the good news can bear fruit. And some of us may even try to force the hand of God on people if they get discouraged and see that maybe there's not the results that they want. And so they refer to titles. We refer to authority and even impose more regulations because we want to see substantial, concrete ways in which the good news is passed on. We know that some of these disciples have good intentions, but they also become hindrances to the gospel because they get caught up in status, advancement, and forget that God is in charge. God's time works itself out, and we sometimes have to learn to trust and step aside. Get out of the way. As a good parent, we have to learn to let our children grow and blossom and not become overburdening to the growth of our kids. So we have to let God do God's work as we plant the seeds. As we watch our children grow up and are overcome with joy at their accomplishments, Let us also, as disciples, be filled with joy as we see the amazing things that God can do through us with others as we become servants and true disciples of Christ. So finally, to tie it all together, when we are the messengers, we must also remember that anything we do to contradict the message hinders even the truest things we try to share.